Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essigian moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essigian moves to third. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herzog. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lau fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. Westock now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian scores. Romano moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Westock. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.